Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev. Kristen Odlin joins us. Kristen, safe to say that's not your voice, right?
No, it was not me.
I'm sure Flames fans are more interested in who that voice is right now than even the games at times.
I think they have more things to worry about than some post-game comments after their second loss than worrying about that. They have more things to worry about, bigger things to worry about. I think tonight's game will really set the tone. And obviously, it's such there's lots of pressure on the Flames tonight. You come back down two games and you want to just set the tone and get a win tonight. Basically, that's the biggest thing. So I think what two people were saying kind of off the record when they thought nobody was listening, I think that's the least of should be the least of the Calgary Flames fans' worries right now.
Now, game two, there was the Flames disallowed goal. And I've read lots of stories on it. I didn't see it live. I went and watched the replay. And I could understand how Glenn Gulton was kind of perplexed by the decision. It is what it is. It can't change now. But having watched those two games up close and personal, what is the area offensively the Flames have to do better tonight if they're going to get some goals?
I think the second game was definitely much better than the first game. Glenn Gulson said his team was much better on Saturday night than it was on Thursday night. And for sure, I mean, you saw them, you know, maybe just getting a little bit more to the net, a little bit grittier. I think what the Flames kind of proved to themselves in the two games, although they lost, it was pretty tight. It's a tight checking game at this time of the year. But it is going to be kind of tooth and nail right until the end against the Anaheim Ducks. This is such a different series than it was in 2015, where the Ducks were clearly on another level comparatively to the Flames. But and the Flames, you look at the pieces that they have in the dressing room, offensively, they should be able to match up well against the Ducks. There's, you know, you look at the experience that the Ducks have, and they definitely have that in their back pocket. But on the blue line, the Ducks aren't, you know, don't have as much experience as, say, the Flames do. You can arguably say, but offensively, I think they were doing all the right things. They just didn't get the bounces. And what Glenn Gulson said, I mean, the refs, or what his impression was that it was a goal, that disallowed goal in the second game, but it was goaltender interference. So it was a weird way how it all went down, and you know, I'm still confused at kind of what the protocol was. So but moving on tonight, you have to take the, you know, as you guys know, in Edmonton, the home crowd is such an important factor, and it was an important factor for the Flames in Anaheim, notwithstanding or taking their record in Anaheim out of the equation. But it's an important factor just in momentum. So the Flames insist they're not down in the dump. They insist they can still take a hold of this series. And that's the thing about playoffs, is momentum is huge. So I think in their minds, if they can kind of keep doing the same things that they were doing offensively in game two, they might come out with a better fate tonight.
Kristen Odlin joins us. Kristen, any lineup changes for Calgary tonight?
No. It's they're pretty healthy, which is pretty remarkable at this time of the year. Chad Johnson is backing up Brian Elliott, but the lineup's the same. All four lines are the same, and the deep pairings are the same. Mark Giordano was right into his first playoffs with the Calgary Flames, first NHL, real NHL playoffs with, as a captain of the Calgary Flames. So no lineup changes for the Flames tonight.
Now, you look at the Flames, and offensively, Monahan has two goals. Backlund and Bennett each have solos, and that's it. Obviously, number one, they want to score more collectively as a team, as they only have one even-strength goal. They have a shorthanded goal from Backlund and two power play goals for Monahan. So 5-on-5, when you look at guys like Johnny Gaudreau, and it's only two games, so it's not like I'm going crazy and saying, okay, they all got to be better. But in a short series, everything's magnified. When you look at Gaudreau and maybe even guys like Tkachuk or Frolik, have they been getting chances, not burying, or do they just have to at least start with generating more chances?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the Flames have to start by, you know, maybe staying out of the penalty box, seeing more discipline. That was definitely the message after the first game. And there's going to be those calls that don't make a lot of sense, maybe, or calls in the heat of the moment. I know the referees are doing the best job they possibly can, but they're going to happen. I think the chances that they've gotten were definitely a lot better than they were in the first game, especially in the first, you know, couple periods of that game in Anaheim. They just got some bad bounces on the other end, but they have to be the ones that are opportunistic. They've beaten the Ducks before. I mean, it one game. They won 8-3 in December, so it was a while ago. But they beat the Ducks 8-3, so they're able to expose them. It's just a question of kind of getting over those nuances in the playoffs, fighting through the pressure, fighting through the calls maybe that aren't, you know, in their favor, and just staying focused on kind of their plan. And it's been an interesting kind of dynamic with all of the villains on the Ducks, or if you're a Flames fan, I guess you call them villains, but it's, you know, with Corey Perry and Ryan Kessler and Kevin Bieksa, the Flames are instead of, you know, maybe backing down, they're gunning with them. So I think it's just this time of the year. It's super tight. The chances aren't going to be what they are, obviously, in regular season. But it's fighting tooth for nail. It's maybe scoring those. I mean, the game-winning goal in game two went off of Lance Bowman's skate, and then it, you know, goes in, and all of a sudden the momentum totally shifts. So I think the Flames just have to get on that side of the bounces tonight if they want to stay in this series.
Kristen Odlin joins us from Calgary, the Flames and the Ducks tonight. And you look at it, power plays 11-8 in the series. So, you know, like 1.5 more per game, not a massive difference, not as much as Edmonton and San Jose, but it is interesting to note that Edmonton and Calgary have had the two worst power play to penalty kill time ratios in the NHL playoffs so far this year. So the Flames are hoping maybe home ice advantage gives them an advantage. Will there be, even though there's no lineup changes, do you think Gullitson, there's a matchup that he didn't get as much as he would like on the road that he will try to get more tonight?
I think you just look at the top line, Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, and Michael Ferland, like you mentioned. I think, you know, getting them on the ice in opportune situations is one of the biggest things. And that second line, Calgary's second line, which has been probably arguably one of their most consistent all year, Michael Backlund, Matthew Tkachuk, and Michael Frolik. So it's getting them out there in opportune time, you know, away from their top pairing, their defensive pairing, and that top line, Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaff. And that's a huge thing. On home ice advantage, you have that opportunity to get the matchups you want. And Glenn Gullitson will certainly be watching that tonight. And specialty teams, like you said, are huge in the playoffs. And the Flames had a pretty decent power play this season. At the beginning of the year, it was quite a struggle with the Flames' power play and penalty kill. But I think you just have to, for the Flames, I think being disciplined is the biggest thing, and staying away from that stuff so they can, you know, stay 5-on-5 and stay in the driver's seat for sure. Tonight, I think that'll give them the best advantage.
Kristen, as always, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Should be rocking in Calgary as the Flame fans will try to do their best to help their team get back in the series with a victory. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.